Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Team no sleep, baby. Dads who try.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you about my night the other night?
You sure can.
Okay. This is actually, I had a rough one.
Yeah.
You know those mornings when you wake up and you just, the moment you wake up, you're like, ah, this is going to be a day. That was yesterday for me.
Yeah.
It ended up being a great day. But in the morning, see, what happened was at 3:10 in the morning.
Yeah.
I wake up, my 7-year-old's in our bed.
Yes.
And also in our bed is a warm substance called pee. And I'm like, dude, you're 7 years old. Like,
yeah.
We're past peeing in the bed. But look, it's my fault. It really is my fault. Whenever we keep him up late,
yeah,
right? I think like 3 nights in a row, he had soccer, and then like we just like kind of pushed his bedtime a little bit, just having fun. And whenever he goes to bed late, he has like, he's so tired, he won't get up to go pee.
Yeah. And by the way, what's late for him normally?
Late would be like anything after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But like we're talking like he went to bed that night at 9:30.
Yeah.
Like that was like,
he was tired.
That's like the equivalent of midnight for us. You know, it's like,
exactly.
He's tired. So I wake up, it's 3:10 in the morning. I wake up, I'm covered in pee, bro.
Straight up covered.
Like I could feel it dripping. I'm like, this is disgusting. It's also, I feel maybe embarrassed to say this, but it was like pretty warm.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man, this sucks. I have to get out of bed.
Yeah.
I got out of bed, go to the bathroom. I'd take like a wipe bath, you know, like I use maybe like 25 wipes, wiped down my body. Cause I'm like, I'm trying to like not wake up so much I can't go back to sleep, right?
Yeah.
So then I start to head to the bedroom. Or sorry, as I'm wiping myself down, my 7-year-old gets up out of bed and he's like, Dad, I'm wet and cold. And I'm like, yeah, you peed the bed.
Yeah.
Took care of him.
Yeah.
I said, hey, you gotta go sleep on the couch. Here's a blanket, here's some pillows, go on the couch. As I'm going into the bedroom to clean up the bed,
yeah,
it's dark.
Oh no!
I'm walking.
Oh no!
We just changed Penny's food.
The dog. Yes.
And if you're a dog owner, when you change a dog's food, sometimes it doesn't agree with their stomach.
Oh Lord!
So I'm walking.
I can already know where it's going.
And I step in something and I slip.
You fall completely,
bro. I fall.
Boom!
Into the pee on the bed again. And I look down,
so
and
gross.
I use my phone flashlight, and it's the nastiest, grossest dog diarrhea you've ever seen, bro.
Oh, God. No.
It's in my toes,
no,
bro.
You.
So I'm laying in pee. I got poop in my feet.
Yeah.
And I just sit there maybe for 10 seconds like, should I burn my whole house down? And the first thing I do, I go, River.
Yeah.
I need some wipes.
Yeah.
So my son, he's so great. He gets up, you know, gets me wipes, clean up everything, clean up the pee, clean up the dog, freaking the dog crap. And I'm like, okay, it's 4 o'clock now. My alarm is set for 4:30.
Yep, you're up.
I might as well just
get up.
So I'm sitting in the, I'm standing looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, I could brush my teeth or I could go lay down for 30 minutes. I lay back down for 30 minutes. I wake up at 7:40.
Dang. Gone.
And I'm like, oh, where am I?
Yeah.
And my wife's like, we got to go. We got to leave in 5 minutes to take the boys to school. I'm like, dude, I was so rattled.
Yeah.
There's no moral to the story except for sometimes parenting is pretty crappy.
Yeah.
But at least it gives you memories. Something to laugh at later.
Holy.
You ever had a moment like that?
Oh, stop. Well, we never owned pets, so I've never had to legit step in dog doo-doo. Now, I will say I've stepped in dog crap before, and that's even with my shoes on.
Bro, but barefoot?
Yeah.
Like, it's different.
Another level, bro. But, you know, whether it's like that stuff or whether you're just having a hard morning in general, like, you know, in my situation, you know, with kids and stuff, I just think, you know, it mentally and physically challenge you when you're up that early and you're like, holy cow.
Yep.
But I would say, man, I think, you know, that's why I'm always like, I'm a firm believer in my mornings.
Yeah.
Like I have a routine, and when I'm off of my, like, you know, my flow, dude, I get rattled.
Yep.
Like I just can't not be, you know, start my day without like my good flow. And I think it's just important for people in general. We need more routine than we actually realize. I think a lot of people's, you know, sorry, I'm not saying this is a solution, but I bet you it would help if people actually got into a rhythm and a routine, especially for parents. You know, like your kids need rhythm, your kids need routine. And I'm not saying that every now and then, you know, you don't put, you know, you allow them to stay up and stuff. But I think, you know, as far as me and my house, bro, like we've had to, you know, the moment we get into a routine, there's just order.
Yeah.
It's just good. It's healthy. It's like everyone's just in the right state of mind. When I'm off of it, I'm just like, I'm not good for my family. I'm not good for my kids. I'm not good for my wife. I'm not good for my friends. I'm not a good person to be around.
Yep.
Like, you ever been around someone and they're like, you feel like they're walking on eggshells?
Yeah,
you're like,
and you're
like,
not in your routine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or, you know, people are walking around and you're like, dude, why are they acting like that? I'm like, dude, it's because of you.
Tommy, you said a routine might not be the solution, but it'll help. I disagree. I think it is a solution.
Yeah.
Like, even all the studies show us, like, when you have a routine, especially for young kids,
yeah,
all the other pieces are easier.
Yeah.
Right? But the problem is, like, if you try to start a routine with a kid, the last thing that they want to do is start a routine.
Yeah.
Like, they want to, like, go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, once you kind of get in that rhythm and they get it, then it's like, oh, okay, now they know, okay, it's bedtime, time to go jump in the bath, time to brush my teeth, time to get my pajamas on, right? The first week of doing that, it's going to feel like a chore.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Or in the morning, okay, we're gonna wake up, you know, you're gonna work out, you're gonna drink your protein shake, you're gonna go take a shower, you're gonna drink your second protein shake, you're gonna get the kids dressed, you're gonna drink your third protein shake. I mean, look at this guy, Mr. Protein.
Yeah, right. I'm, you guys, this past week, me and Nate finally are now like dialed a little bit.
Yeah,
we're not completely dialed, but we're dialed.
Yeah, we're being very intentional about our health.
Yes.
And I know sitting here, I kind of look like a green blob, but I'm losing weight.
Yeah. Come on. You lost like 4 pounds this week.
Yeah, 4 pounds this week.
Alone. You guys, that's a big deal.
And I'm not starving myself. I'm eating. Yep. I'm exercising. I'm being intentional. I should hydrate more.
Yeah, same. I started drinking a ton of water at night, and I realized that this morning I had to pee so bad. And it was like 2:30, 2:40 in the morning. And I'm like, I hate waking up to having to use the bathroom to only go back to bed.
The worst.
Yeah, especially when you're up in an hour and a half or so.
Yep.
My gosh, dang it. But, yeah, talking about the rhythm, routine, and working out and all that.
Can I talk to you about something that got brought up on our Discord the other day?
Please.
Again, this is a Discord plug. You should join our community.
Yeah.
We had one of the dads in there, and he was talking about how his son, who's a baby, his sister-in-law was watching their son,
mm-hmm.
and the sister and they kind of have a value in their home, like this guy,
the TV thing,
it to not like have their kids on social media.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice.
Like, they don't want to show their faces.
Of course.
You know, which I think is very admirable. You
yeah,
know?
A lot of parents.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, protect your privacy. I think it's really important. You know, our kids have already been on the internet, so you might as well make them big. But dang it. But the sister-in-law was posting like a bunch of dance TikToks mm-hmm. with their kid. And so when he, you know, like that bothered them. And so when he, you know, he went over and picked up the kid, his wife was like, hey, you need to talk to my sister and let him know, like, if they're going to post something on social media, they need to let us know first.
Yeah.
So he goes over, it doesn't go well. She's snappy, like, you know, kind of like, how dare you tell us what to post? Like, why wouldn't we be able to? Like, they didn't get it, right?
Of course.
And so, you know, he was like asking advice, like, how do people handle their in-laws well?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really sensitive, this topic of in-laws, especially when you're not close with them.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, shout out to this dad who was like, okay, I'll talk to him. Like,
yeah.
Bro, if it was me, I'd be like, babe, you're talking to him.
Yeah, this is
your sister.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I mean? But like, hey, this guy's got the balls to go over and be like.
So he's the in-law.
Yeah, he's the in-law.
Nah, fam, you talking to your own sister. What? Yeah, get out of here.
Shout out to the dad. Shout out to the dad. But yeah, I think like the in-laws are such a touchy subject.
Yeah.
And shout out to my in-laws. I love my in-laws. I think they're amazing. I know that you know, there's always tensions between in-laws, especially between siblings, you know, who have their own parenting styles,
yeah,
or they're not parents yet.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, like, here's what I would say is, if you're going to let your in-laws or your family watch your children, you've got to make sure that there's really clear expectations for your values to be upheld.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your in-laws or your family can't be watching your kids.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, yeah, like, they don't know what they don't know. So I think, again, with expectations, with communication, you know, I am thankful that I do have good in-laws as well. Have we gotten to some stuff before? Yeah, we have.
For sure.
Should I talk about it? Maybe we'll dive into it a little bit, and I'll share some stuff.
You should talk to your wife first.
We've already talked about it. You guys, right before we got married, it was this like whole situation with like alcohol at the wedding, and you guys, I legit thought we were not gonna get married for a hot second there. I was like, wow, this is gonna be a whole.
The
thing.
Budweiser was a make or break.
It wasn't the Budweiser or the wine. It was just the fact that this package came, like, this whole place that we were getting married at.
The catering package.
Yeah, it was just good that they're going to offer all this stuff. And they were including, like, hard liquor there. And at that time, it wasn't like I was, like, an alcoholic or anything. I just, me and Leah were just like, all right, no, we're good on the hard alcohol there. And we, you know, we would just stick with no alcohol at all. Then we started, like, her parents were like, no, like, you know, in there, it's like hospitality.
Right.
They just, like, they don't want it to make it feel like we're poor or we couldn't afford it. So they're like, you know, like, no, we want to cover that. And we're like, it became a thing. And we're like, all right, fine, sure. Then it became like, but, like, also, you know, the package comes with this. We might as well accept it. We're like, come on, you guys. We're not trying to get sloshed here.
Dude,
at the wedding.
We've all been to a wedding where Uncle Frank is gone.
Yeah. Uncle Jerry?
Dude, I was a wedding photographer for a long time. And I went to a wedding. And no joke, the uncle, he was like a bigger guy, you know, maybe 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And by the end of the dinner, bro. This isn't even by the end of the reception.
Yeah,
you know, the dance.
Yeah,
but at the dance party, by the end of the dinner, like the desserts are being passed around. He's on top of his chair with his shirt, his jacket, tucks everything
off.
He needs whipping. Woo! That was the best speech ever. Like, he's going all out.
Holy! I would say this. I'm not like. Of course, it's my wedding, and so people would probably say, like, you're just saying that because it's yours, but, dude, I really, really thoroughly enjoyed my wedding. Like, we had such a fun time. One of our friends flew in and sang at it. It just, like, was this whole thing, and the people that were there was, like, some of my favorite people in the world, and I just remembered, like, you know, thinking back on this day, like, you guys, being married is one of the most memorable things in your lifetime. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, I want to do it all over again.
Yeah.
Like, I want to have so much fun. You know, bro, like, I was, guys, it was my favorite day. It truly was one of my favorite moments in my life.
I can't wait for you to get married again so I can be there.
Well, there's a 10-year
renewal. Vow renewal.
I just did one of those.
I officiated one.
Yeah. Is it acceptable to, like, have, like, an after party or no?
That's basically what it is. Yeah. It's just like a
good reason to celebrate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, we're gonna celebrate our 15-year. What year are you guys?
We're 2000. This is year 8.
Okay, so then we're.
Yeah, I think year 10. We're gonna go to Vegas, man.
I think I'm 15, and ours is we'll be at 15, and you'll be at 10. Whoa.
I think we're ready to party.
Dad, do try Vegas vacation. Yo, that would be all time.
Yeah, you know, I just give me a good reason to celebrate and I'm there.
Okay, Tommy, this has less to do with dads and more to do with men and marriage.
Yep.
And
love it.
Do you have any horror stories from your wedding night or anything funny happened the night of your wedding? Or was it just like, okay, we did it for the first time? You know, you got married a virgin.
Yeah, I did.
I was also a virgin when I got married.
Yeah.
We have...
Shocker.
We have separate...
What? Start saying this stuff like that.
Like,
Nate, I thought,
like, why am I offended that you think that? But, like, also, like, I was really intentional, so, like, I should be proud of that. But, like, so what does that mean, bro?
Dude, you're just, you're a very freaky person. Dude, this guy here, bro, I'm telling you, Nate is a, you guys, I'm telling you, I thought he was not a virgin when he got married. Like, just start saying stuff like that.
Jeez, what a thing to say to
bro,
someone.
No, bro, stop.
Hey, but no, Nate, but nobody get it. Nobody get it.
All right, yeah. So we were both virgins before, when we got married. And did I have any horror stories? I did not.
Because I did.
You did?
Yes. Of course. At my bachelor party, a couple days before.
Yeah.
Everyone brought something I had to wear, like all the guys.
Yeah, of course.
And one that, like, that's like reminded them of our friendship. Her brother and I convinced her while we were dating that I got her name tattooed to my butt.
Yeah.
And so for at my bachelor party, they henna tattooed her name on my butt.
Yeah.
And then they put this compress on it, you know, to make sure it stays. Well, you weren't supposed to do that. And so the wedding night comes. It's New Year's Eve. We're dancing. We're going crazy. Reception. Yeah, we're married. What? Let's get freaky. Right? And then we take off and we leave the reception. We go to Bigfoot Java, get a coffee. We drive to the hotel. We get there. They upgrade us to like this crazy wedding suite. You know,
let's go. Whatever.
We get in there. They had wine for us and like a bottle of, or like roses and all that. I was like, this is great. You know. And we're about to get, it's about to go down.
It's about to go down. You know, first time ever.
Just by the way, there's so much tension. Both of us are virgins.
You're frisky.
Bro, she's like in the back room, to, you know, taking a shower. I don't know what she, whatever she's doing in there. I'm out in the main area and I'm like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So she comes out of the bathroom. She sees me for the first time naked.
Yeah.
I see her for the first time naked.
Yeah. You guys are charged up.
I turn around to go towards the bed, and she goes, oh, my God, what is that?
The henna.
And I'm like, what are you talking about?
The henna tattoo smeared.
She's like, there's poop on your butt. And I go and look in the mirror, bro, and the henna tattoo smeared to look like a freaking turd across my butt cheek.
You went from 0 to 100 back down to 0.
But, like, barely you could see the S. And I'm like, babe, no, it's not poop. But for a second, we danced so hard.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe it is a little squeaker. I don't know.
Nah, dude. You ain't. I've never danced and had a little turd come out, dude.
Oh, come on, dude. I seen, bro, you wear Depends, bro. I seen the Depends at your house, bro.
No, stop.
I already know when you're on the bench press, you look.
Nah, dude. You guys were on the wedding dance floor dancing to Lil Jon, and you were just.
To the window! To the wall! Till the turd drops down. No turds were involved. It was a henna tattoo. Can I just say this too? Let's go back to kids and fatherhood real quick, because my kids, I didn't have to tell them this.
Yeah.
I didn't train them. They didn't see it on the TV. My kids were born thinking farts are funny.
Yeah, something. Because Levi, by the way, I taught Levi how to do the hand, like the, you know, this thing.
Well, yeah.
And they're farting. So Levi actually can do that now really well.
Dude, River does the armpit farts?
Yeah.
Like, you would loud. Think that. It was the funniest thing in the history of the world.
Why do, like, they find that so funny?
Why do they find it funny? Why am I a 33-year-old man with two kids and a wife, and all of a sudden I hear someone do a fart prank, and I'm like,
yeah.
Like, why do I still, like, think it's funny, bro?
I'm pretty sure we still do that at the office sometimes.
100%.
If someone walks by, you just do it, and they stop. And I find that so funny, especially when they buy into it, the thing that's real.
Isn't it interesting how much, you know, like, sometimes my kids feel like adults because, like, they do, like, adult things.
Yeah.
Like, Grayson, my four-year-old, like, he'll sit like an old man.
Pose, like, on the couch, just chilling.
Yeah, yep. Like, I don't remember doing that until I was, like, a teenager or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, he'll, like, walk around, like, his hand, like, one hand in his pocket. Or, like...
Dude, I'm telling, like, you, they're just advanced, stuff. Bro. This Gen Alpha crew is crazy. They're
Gen
crazy.
Alpha.
Yeah. What a great
hold
name,
on,
by
hold
the
on,
way.
Hold on, hold on. Let me just make sure our kids are Gen Alpha. What are the years for Gen Alpha? What are the years for Generation Alpha? Siri, don't let me down.
She's letting you down, dude. Let me just look this up.
Yeah, okay, you look it up. Because, look, Siri, sometimes she's great. Sometimes she's naughty.
Gen Alpha years are between 2010 and 2024. So, yeah, they're definitely Gen Alpha.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow. So, wait, what's after Gen? What's after this year?
That's a great question.
So, we got Millennials, Gen Z, Gen Alpha. Is it going to be Gen Beta?
Gen Beta.
That sucks, bro.
Yeah.
You got a kid born as a beta? Dang, dude. They're going to have all sorts of security
and
problems.
And Gen Beta is 25 to 39. So, dude, that's a minute.
What's the next one? Gen Celsius? Like C?
Dude, I'm just going to keep going. I'm interested.
I'm curious now.
After, you guys, this it's starting to get good. So after generation beta from 25 to 39, if that sticks, then we'll have after generation gamma and generation delta.
Okay. All right, that's cool.
Yep.
You think it'll stick?
Dude, hopefully by the time that comes. I've already reached my billions of dollars with Bitcoin and Dogecoin and
Dogecoin.
And, you know, maybe even, you know, because that's how many years? So that's 2039. So that's 15 years from now. 15, I would be 49. 15 years from now, I'd be 49. And then that's generation beta. So another 30 years after that, I'd be gone. And with the Lord himself and the rest of the people on planet Earth can enjoy my wealth.
Tommy, I had someone send me an article or a YouTube video, and it was with a therapist.
Yeah.
It was like was it Rogan? I can't remember who it was. But they're interviewing this therapist about Gen Z and how much they use therapy.
Yeah.
And they're saying, like, Gen Z has popularized.
Yeah.
I mean, millennials started to, but Gen Z has really, like, really used therapy as, like, a support for them. But they're finding that more and more therapists are not giving their clients the proper advice or guidance because it's a job. And they're realizing that if they graduate their people out of therapy, then they lose their clients. How crazy of an idea is that?
That's actually pretty messed up in the head.
I'll just say this. Steph and I are doing couples therapy on Monday.
Yeah.
Our first time.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I told Steph, I don't think our marriage is unhealthy or anything like that, but I also, you know, if you're going to work out to get your body right, mm-hmm. you're going to eat right to get your body right, you know, most of that stuff is preventative, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out of my way to make sure I'm healthy so I don't get cancer, so I don't, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
But, like, we do very little preventative mental work.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think even if you're healthy, you should go to therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But we're going to therapy, and I told Steph, I'm like, I got to behave myself because, like, I'm, like, such a challenger, such a debater
mm-hmm.
that, like, I think of a therapist as, like, oh, this person is designed to
have all the answers.
Pick apart brains. I'm like, let's see if she can pick apart mine.
Yeah.
Like, I have to really, like, the last time I went to therapy, I was like, I was a young, dumb teenager, and I go, I guarantee you there's nothing you can tell me that I already don't know about myself.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I was like, you're already going to tell me I have narcissistic tendencies. And she's like, well, you're not wrong. And then I was like, and then I had a follow up with her after I got saved.
Yeah.
And she's like, wow, you're a completely different person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm really trying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think I think it's all on how you want to, you know, I think navigate in your life with therapy. I think, like, you know, I would think that the majority of people that are going to therapy have to really air out what they're processing in their headspace, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of what they're facing. And so, you know, I think giving people a shot, and I think that there is a, you know, it feels like for our situation, because, you know, we go to therapy still. I actually have an appointment here in a couple weeks.
Let's go.
I'm excited for. It's just good to talk. It's like I'm talking to a friend, you know, who doesn't really know my life. And I'm really trying to get an outside perspective to really see, like, where I'm at, you know. And I enjoy it. I really do. And it's not because I'm like ill or anything like that, because I think for the longest time.
No, but you're sick, bro.
I was afraid. Yeah, I'm, you know, sick, man. But I think, you know, for the longest time, it had such a weird connotation to it. Like, if you go to therapy, I think there's something wrong with you. And I went because we had a, you know, we were kind of processing some grief stuff. But we stayed because we were like, man, this is actually really healthy for me. And I think that I become better each time I go. I really do feel that. And so for anyone who's listening, you know, who's like really considering kind of possibly even going to therapy or, you know, counseling or any of that sort of, I encourage you just to go. It's not like you, you know, I think everyone, like you said, needs different perspective. If you're the only person that has like, or if you're the only one, you know, that has always the answers and, you know, it's only your perspective that's right, I think that's a very unhealthy way to live, truly. Yeah. You know, like, it's like our social media. We always, you know, there's videos that we always get flack back from, like, you guys think you guys know it all, or you guys have the only, and I'm like the first one to agree, like on our account, like, you're right. We don't know it all. This is our, you know, this is our perspective. Do your research, you know, look up other, you know, stuff, like just because it works for our
read
family.
Books,
you
know, get educated, yeah, be a student.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be a student, you know, do your due diligence and finding out what works for you and go with that. And so I'll be the first one to admit we don't know it all, but you know, I would definitely like, I'm like, shoot us what you have.
Right.
Let us know. Teach us here in a second. You know.
Yeah. People love to have opinions, but they, like, I always, you know, someone will say something like, "How about you stop doing this and go do that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I love that. What suggestions do you have?"
Yeah.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Hey, absolutely. I think that's a great idea. What's maybe the best way you've done that in your life? Crickets. People love to shout. People are really bad at having any solutions, you
know. I'll and by the way, so yeah, all that to say is that I think you should go and get some other perspective. But speaking of the social media stuff, bro, you crack me up on there. You really do.
Wait, what?
I get real sensitive when, it's hard for me to handle. I'm getting a lot better when someone comes after me or something like
In the comments.
In the comments, and they're like, dude, I'm like, you know, like, I'm like, man,
people get so offended by stuff.
Dude, I get like, I'm like, whoa, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't really mean it that way. You, on the other hand, I think you feel certain things, of course, and I think you're sensitive and you track carefully. And so I want to say this in the right context, but I just think you are savage to a few degrees. Like, one of my favorite things you would say all the time and would be like, you know, like to the parent who's like, you know, we're talking about screens and stuff, and they're like, yeah, man, have you, you know, considered just taking them outside and, you know, just let them.
No,
like,
they never say it that nice.
Yeah,
it's always.
But I'm saying
they're always, this is stupid. Why don't you just go outside?
Yeah, yeah. And then your response back is just my favorite. It's like, man, thank you so much. I've never thought about that. I'm like, dude, he got me again. I laugh the same way every single time I read that comment. It's so good. It's so good because it's like, yeah, man. That never came across my mind.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, we.
What do you mean take your kids outside? The reason why we're giving show recommendations is because after my kids have been outside for 4 hours straight, they need to come inside and find something to calm them down.
Yeah.
Like, we don't do show recommendations because all our kids ever do is sit down and watch Bluey episodes all day. Like, we have show recommendations because we use those as transitionary tools to move the day forward.
Yeah.
Like, if it was up to my kids, look, my wife went and bought 2x4s and nails and screws and made a treehouse.
Yeah.
Or at least she tried her best to make a treehouse.
Did it work or not?
Because my kids love to be outside. They love to be in the trees. They love to be in the mud. Like, if it was up to them, all they would do is exist in adventure.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, we do show recommendations and we watch shows in our home because we need something to have a, you know, how else are they going to get inside for dinner?
Yeah.
Hey guys, why don't you just make your cute little sweet ways back inside whenever you're ready for dinner? It's like, no, they're gonna eat the squirrels outside if it was up to them. Like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, yeah, I'm pretty. It feels like that people think that we're like allowing our kids to watch TV 20 hours of the day and 4 hours when they're sleeping because they feel like they're sleeping.
Wow,
for
that's
4 hours.
Bar. Yeah,
but I kid you not. Majority of the time when we're resorting to screen or we're like letting them watch their show, it's only because it's either on the background. And majority of the time it's just dead dead space. It's like dead time for them. You know, it's like they're, even when they're watching the show, they're not even really into it. They're running around trying to build forts. Shout out to the Nugget crew, by the way. This is not a sponsorship, by the way.
Shout out to Nugget.
Nugget has some of the freaking coolest couches that, like, it's not, it, like,
what are they called? Modular couches?
Yeah. They feel like modular. I don't know if they are.
I think that's what that what it is called. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. They sent us a couple of couches the other day, and dude, my kids are freaking out. Freaking out.
Yes.
And every single morning, by the way, I'm building something new, you know? And so, right now I'm putting this couch over like his crib and making it like a little, you know, a tunnel for them. And so dude, it's been a game changer, to be honest with you. And so thank God for this crew, bro. I saw it in the DMs the other day and I'm like, wait, you guys want to send us something free?
What?
Yes, that please help me help these kids.
Dude, I love people think that we get paid for all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you see in the comments, man, this guy really loves Bluey. Bluey must be giving him the bag.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I wish we were getting the bag.
We're recording this in our garage.
Yeah, you guys.
You guys, the pest control guy had to come out here because one time we were recording and we heard something crawling around in our space. It was a giant rat.
Yeah.
By the way, there used to be carpet in here. It's flooded 3 times. Like, if we're getting paid, dear God, do you think we'd be in this place?
Man, you guys must be getting the bag because you guys love this show. Man, we actually just genuinely love to talk about the things that we love.
That's right. That's right. Okay. I just want to say this because I think the screen time, all that stuff, I don't think we've ever said it like this before, but I think it's okay for boys to be bored. Kids need to have active time with their imaginations.
That's it.
So getting them off of a screen, getting them outside, playing in the trees, giving them a football, giving them a basketball, letting them roll around in the mud, get dirty, scrape their knee, fall down, jump off of a wall, whatever it is. Your kids need it.
Yeah.
And if you don't allow that to happen, not only will they miss the joys of being outside and experiencing nature, but they're also going to miss out on some really key cognitive development of problem solving.
That's it.
Of learning how to use their bodies. And so, again, we already said it. Screen time is great. It's awesome. But it is only in conjunction with allowing your kids to actually be active and bored. And I think boredom is almost a lost virtue.
Yeah.
A lost value of these younger generations. What are they? Gen Z, Gen Alpha, Gen Beta, Gen Gamma, and soon Gen Delta.
So crazy. It's actually crazy to think about.
Do you remember being bored growing up?
Yeah, it forced me to like get on my bike and to go somewhere.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I was like trying to grow up to like, or I was, you know, as I was growing up, I remember, you know, like there would be that like weird 12 to like 2-3, you know, an afternoon in the summertime where I'm like, what am I gonna do today?
Yes, bro.
And so I would go up to like there was this like it's called Girk's Party Works. It's like a little convenience store.
Yeah.
And I would buy like dollar candy or 25-cent gumballs or something like that. And I'm just like, I'm gonna just go up there and just load up and then come back. And then, you know, there were just so many things I would just try to do during that time to just create, you know, space to really have fun. And so even as I get older, you know, I was kind of thinking about this the other day. I'm in the house and Leah had take the kid, you know, she took the kids out and I'm like, it's too quiet in here. I need to turn on music. And I'm like, wait, like I can't even maybe for 20 minutes have like quiet.
Bro.
Because it's just so like it feels so foreign.
Yes.
To me. I can't, you know. So it's
imagine
like,
taking a dump without your phone.
Yeah. Be 2 minutes.
Like
you guys adding your
Adding
your phone into the bathroom is a I'm telling you guys, like ladies probably love this. You know, they're probably gonna love what I'm gonna say here. If your husband does not take your phone into the bathroom, if they do not take their phone into the bathroom, it's a 2 to 3 minute process. Gone.
Facts.
I'm telling you, dude. Like,
but it's our throne, bro.
It's just our throne. It's
our quiet place.
However, it hasn't been lately for me. The kids now, like, even if I lock it, Levi knows how to, he gets a little key, a spoon.
No way, bro.
Leah taught him that. Dude, it's crazy. There goes my time. So
what?
Now I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to get out. And then I hide. Like, hide behind my
bed. All right, kids, we're playing hide and seek. You're in the car.
Lock the garage downstairs. Dang. Yeah. So, but yeah, man.
Well, that's episode 159. Maybe for 160 we'll have something special for you guys. Maybe we won't. So
episode 60 is a cool number, 60. You know,
I keep saying 159, bro.
Yeah,
it's because I'm on another podcast and we're on.
The other one's called Dads Who Try. Dad Who Tries.
This is solo.
This is Dads Who Try.
Hey, I don't know how to tell you this, Tommy, but I started a solo account called Dad Who Try.
Yeah, man. Cool. Like, we start doing side projects without each other knowing. Holy crap.
Oh, my gosh.
But episode 160 is about to be special. We should do something fun.
Yeah, episode 160. Yeah. In about 100 episodes from now, we'll do something fun over there. But this has been episode 59. We appreciate you. Do us a favor, like, subscribe, review, comment, all that fun stuff. You get it. It sounds annoying for us to say it, but we love you and we appreciate you. We've been trying to figure out a name for everyone who tunes in and is a part of our community.
Yeah.
Is it Dad Squad?
I feel like we keep circling back to that. It could be Dad Squad. It feels good, you know? Yeah, there's like all these other names out there that I'm like, it kind of sounds familiar to us, to other brands and stuff. I'm like, we're trying to figure it out. If you have a suggestion, this is a great time to say that, you know?
And let us know.
And let us know so that we can be identified here in 2024.
All right, we love you. We're out.
Hey, that's just Dads Who Try, dog. That's just Dads Who Try. It's just Team No Sleep, baby. Dads Who Try.